So, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night,
not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew we're hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, check out the men's lacrosse team as they play Hartwick at Red Dragon Field at 3 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th, head over to the Hunt Union Ballroom for Roots and Recipes, a multicultural tasting of different foods happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Check, check, check. We hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we're hot. Hey, what's up, DJ Nuss for Mark 2? I'm on the other side of the fence again here. We got Gav. This is episode 98, which is crazy. Today, we're doing some 90s hip-hop classics, and we're also going to talk about our top five players for... We're moving to baseball today.
I forgot about that.
Gav forgot about that. I don't know how he forgot about that. It's like the most important part. Top five baseball players, but we're gonna start with the BC Boys dude, and then come right back in and talk about baseball.
All right, hold on. Queued up here.
It's all queued up. It's the way we roll, man.
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. Booty. What it is.
Yes, I got more bounce in the fucking bump, and then you wanna know why, because I'm motherfucking choking. Chug in the pocket, just like Rainy T, got surprise. Repeat, so you don't have to wait, cause I'm a master blaster, picking up the Shasta. My voice sounds sweet cause it has to. So I don't match to my ass cause I'm growing up. I'd like to thank the people for just showing up, but now I want y'all to move it. Put your point on the floor and just prove it. And I'm smurfing, not rehearsing, getting live, y'all. A little puffy so you know
think it's booty.
You got the booming system, but it's busting out, dude. Do you think it's chocolate milk, but it's watered down you? Who I've been through many times in which I thought I might lose it. The only thing that saved me has always been music. We got our own studio that's under the sheet. There's no question, life's been good to me. Cause life ain't nothing but a good groove. A good mixtape will put you in the right mood. This one goes out to my man, the groove merchant. Coming through with beats for which I've been searching. Like you seal copies of expansions. I'm like Tom Boo with Gaps and Mansions. The logo I sport is the face of the monkey. Union made Ben Davis, quality is old Jones. See my chrome is shining. Just like an icicle, I ride around town. I'm a little on a bicycle.
Definition of the word spastic. You should've never started something you couldn't finish. Cause rap rhymes to me is like pop out of spinach. I'm badass, move your fat ass since you wax on. Dancing around like you think you're Janet Jackson. Thought you could walk up and get some ground. I walk up, pull a rug out from under your ass as I talk on. I'll take you out like a sniper on a roof. Like an MC at the fever in the DJ booth. With your headphones strapped, you're rocking rewind pause. Trying to figure out what you could do to go for yours. But like a pencil to the paper, I got more to come. One after another, you could all get some. So you better take it.
Well, that was exciting. Anyways, how's everybody doing out there? We got the last day before break here. Suni Oniana, Nosferatu with Data General over there, rocking and rolling. I said Data this time instead of Data.
Yeah, you can say Gavin too.
It's gonna be it's one of those things. So yeah, we're gonna rock some '90s hip hop stuff, and the big thing right now is we're going to talk about our favorite sports team in terms of baseball and our five favorite players. So I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan. Gav?
I'm a former Oakland A's fan.
That's right. He's a former Oakland A's fan. He refuses to like them anymore because of what they did with selling out. We're calling it selling out?
Well, I mean, it's professional sports. I don't know if there's like ever any kind of real underground vibe to it, but
it's true.
They in my mind are mismanaged, and the league was in on it. Not a conspiracy because it's all out in the open, but
it's true.
The Oakland A's fans were wronged, I think.
Oakland A's fans were wrong.
Wronged.
They're wrong and wronged? No, they were wrong.
I mean, we were wrong, I guess, to like a crappy team, but
yeah, well, they had cool uniforms, man.
No, I still love the Oakland A's, but
yeah,
they're not a team anymore, so.
That's right. So I'll start this time. I think the last time you started.
Yeah, go for it.
I start this time. So Cincinnati Reds, right? So there's going to be some obvious ones in here and some other fun ones. So I grew up in the Johnny Bench, he's not one of them, but my mom loved Johnny Bench. I told Gav this before. So I think I started liking the Reds in 1984 to give everybody a little bit of perspective about what's going on. So here we go. We all ready? Number five.
Yeah.
Cueto.
Wow.
We're going Cueto here.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so this was in the time that I was alive. That I've been alive. There have been, well, because when I was born, the Reds were good. That was 75. That was the big red machine.
Yeah.
But I wasn't watching stuff. So the other time they were good was when they won the series in 1990 or 91. They beat the A's.
They beat the A's in 90.
It was 90. Right, yeah. So the Reds were good in that year, right? And we'll see some people from there. And then the other time was in the 2000... 2000, maybe six, sevens.
Yeah.
A little later. That was, another time when they had kind of sprung up. But Chapman came out of there.
Oldest Chapman.
Who's not one of my things, but he was on there. But one of the pitchers that was awesome.
Joey Votto.
What's that?
Joey Votto.
Yeah, Votto. And Votto's not on there either, even though he's a lifelong. Votto's awesome. Yeah. But he's not on my list. But Cueto.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Yeah, especially when he first came out, that was, I remember seeing one of the first games he pitched, like I was watching it on TV, and he, it was like one of those kind of crazy, he's just like striking everyone out.
Yeah, and he had that weird windup.
Yeah.
He'd like hold it.
Yeah.
And then pitch. Yeah, it was crazy, and it messed everybody up. Yeah. So I loved Cueto. I forgot where he went after. He got injured.
Did he go to, no, not Pittsburgh. I'm thinking of because there was the other pitcher at the same time who hung around for a while, same as Cueto. Don't remember him.
Yeah, he went somewhere else after and did okay. He just never recovered quite from the injury. Like, that's what happens with pitchers. Yeah. They get injured sometimes and they never just fully recover. I guess it's for all sports people. Cueto's my number five. What you got over there?
I'm going to go old. Most of mine is kind of like the Knicks thing where it's like contemporary to the teams that I was watching, but I'm going to go with one old player, and Reggie's not on there. All these, you know, same thing. They could all be, there's a lot of good players, but my number five is going to be Raleigh Fingers.
Wow. The stash.
Yeah.
Oh, Raleigh played for a couple different teams though too, right? Brewers,
Padres. I don't know.
Did he play for the Brewers?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So did he win a championship?
He won three championships.
Raleigh?
With the A's. They three-peated in 71, 72, 73.
Oh, I didn't even know that. He was on that team?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize he was that old. He was that old.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought he was late 70s was his prime.
Well, he pitched until the 80s.
Yeah, that's right.
He started in like 69.
You know, okay, that's
69.
Why.
Yeah, like that kind of
thing. I didn't know the A's won three championships then.
Yeah, that was the Reggie years. They went to three World Series in 88, 89, and 90, but only won one.
That's right.
Losing
to the Braves?
No, that was the big Dodgers loss in 88.
Oh, that's right.
And then there was the earthquake in 89 when they beat the Giants, and then they lost to the Reds in 90.
That's right. Okay. That's crazy, Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, so he was, and he transitioned into, like, he was a reliever, like, kind of a, like, the first, like, modern up until, like, 5 years ago reliever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great mustache. It's cool.
He's got a great mustache and a great pitcher and a great name.
Yeah, exactly.
Raleigh Fingers. Yeah. What's his real name? Is that his real name?
Roland, maybe? I don't know.
Roland Fingers. Is his last name really Fingers?
I think that's his real last name.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I made up the Roland part, but maybe.
All right. What are we listening to? Did you cue up something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have it. I'm not going to tell you. You'll know it right away.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with the triumphant comeback. For a solo. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What suffers in fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering over the competition. I'm towering. Wreck your shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price. I'm gonna
Oh, man. Good. I didn't know what year that was. Now I know. 1990. We roll in 1990 there with the cool, cool, coolness of the L. So awesome. So I had to pick Gav up this morning on the way here. And his amazing wife, Rachel, came out. And I, for some reason, I thought she was going to be like, oh, Gav's sick. Or Gav can't come and play today. But no, she came out and said she wanted to be on the radio because I wanted to try to get her on the radio. And she just kind of opened. She like stared in awe, and I know she was staring at. But she could see the cover of this album that I had in there. I only brought two albums today. This Beastie Boys album, which we listened to when it first started. But then there is, which is Let's Talk About Sex. Salt and Pepper. And she said that's her jam. One of her jams. So this one's for Rachel. Do you have this at home?
No, I don't. I don't have this at home.
It's pretty good. Do you have any Salt and Pepper?
Not on vinyl. No.
No. It's hard to find. I found it in a Japanese. Still, even though it's not a Japanese import, I found it there in.
This is cool.
Like, yeah, in by 42nd Street.
Roy Lichtenstein.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. Yeah, I very necessary. I would like.
Yeah, it's pretty. I just popped up out of nowhere. Like I'm always looking for stuff. Sometimes when I find that stuff, it's like $20.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh man, do I want to spend $20 on that? But that was $10 and totally worth it.
I spent $20 on that single. I mean, I spent $20 on much dumber stuff before.
But yeah, I bought baseball cards yesterday. That I got a Don Mattingly 1988 Don Mattingly yesterday. By the way. To finish off my 1988 Don Ross set, which is pretty awesome. The Don, he's looking really serious in it. Those are good years for the Don, Donster.
Yeah. Good years for the Yankees, but good years for Donnie.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, he wasn't on he never won a championship.
No, the Yankees were bad in his era.
Yeah, they were terrible. That was the Billy Martin years, right? Did Billy ever win a championship? No.
He must have. I mean, as a player, right? But as a manager?
Really? Did he win as a player? I'm going to look it up. Okay, we're going to play This Is For Rachel.
Okay.
Herb. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
At home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now, talk about sex on the radio and video show. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press forward, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ken?
I doubt it.
All right, then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hot to trot, make any man vibe. Pop, she use what she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drool like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, ruby, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to.
Ooh.
She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with the check and the note that last night was dope. Dope.
Oh.
Things that may be, let's talk about sex.
all the ladies.
Still here.
Louder now. Yeah. Help me out.
I'ma get busy. Oh.
Tell all the ladies.
Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Yo, Pat, I don't think
they're
gonna play this today.
Why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make love?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
What we have here is subject to controversy. A three-letter word, some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a wild dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it, and she gives him rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condoms.
Hey!
Oh, well, you say, what the hell? It's chill. I won't get got. I'm on the pill. Until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
Yours. Yours.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Nice. So good. So in between that, I was actually looking up Billy Martin. Because I don't know why that popped up.
We're talking about Don Mattingly.
But Don Mattingly, Don Mattingly. He was Mattingly's coach. So he was with Billy Martin was with the Yankees five times, fired multiple times. He's also played for the Reds in 1960 for a year.
You could be with your
and he played for two teams in 61. He played not only for the Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, but the Minnesota Twins.
Wow.
He wasn't much of a player. I mean, he did have this crazy catch, I guess, versus somebody important. Jackie Robinson. Of the windblown Jackie Robinson pop-up late in Game 7 of the 52 World Series that saved the series for the Yankees. And I guess he was the hitting star of the 53 World Series, earning the MVP of the 1953 World Series.
Billy.
And then he was drafted in the Army.
Ha! You don't see that anymore.
And then the Yankees traded him after he got into a big fight at the Copacabana. This is Wikipedia. This is what Wikipedia is good for. Right? Yeah. Jesus. Anyways. So, yeah. We're going to talk. We're still talking about this baseball thing. So, Cincinnati Reds, number four, greatest player of all time, according to me. So, I'm going to go with four is Chris Sabo.
Yeah, okay, good.
Sabo. Now, is Sabo one of the greatest players of all time? No. But Sabo was awesome. Sabo was the first baseman of the Reds team during the late 80s, early 90s. I don't remember how long he played for.
Yeah.
But trademark Sabo. The glasses, right? He had these ridiculous glasses that he wore. Who did he play for? I'm looking it up right now. So he played for the Reds from 88 to 93, which was during when they won the championship. The Orioles, the White Sox. He had a good six-year run, and then he ended with the Reds. He only played for, he played less than 10 years.
Yeah.
Weird. He was a three-time All-Star World Series champ, Rookie of the Year in 88.
He might have just gotten hurt in like,
yeah, I'm looking to see what happened with him because he just stopped the final season. So the final season is the really important one. Which was a pretty funny thing that happened. Do you remember what happened?
Of what? What are you talking about?
With the Sabo.
Sabo's final season?
Yeah, do you remember the big thing that was the big controversy with the Sabo?
No.
It was awesome. It was the corked bat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he so he broke a bat, right? He was kidding at the plate and he broke a bat.
Yeah.
And they gave him another bat.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the second bat he got, he hits something and is running to first base, and the bat shatters. This is the second bat. Shatters everywhere. And the umps go, and there's, like, cork all over the field.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, what the? You know, and he got suspended 7 games.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to cork your bat, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was, like, the big thing. And he, it seems to be that he didn't know.
Yeah, someone just gave him the bat.
Yeah, someone just gave him a bat. It was a cork bat, and he was, like, had no idea.
Yeah,
like,
it was like someone else's, and he just didn't.
And that was the thing. People were like, well, if he knew, why would he go? If he broke a bat, why would he just get another cork bat?
Yeah.
You know, but either way, Sabo, mainly just because of the cork bat incident and the glasses. That's why I like him. I mean, he was a good player, too.
So, yeah, so, no, I mean, I remember him, so.
Yeah, Sabo was a great player.
Yeah.
All right, what we got on the other side of the fence with the A's?
I'm going to go a little more modern. It was hard. It was funny. I'm looking through the teams, you know, a couple of days ago.
There's a lot of great players.
About this and, like. Well, it's not really. Like, I love these A's teams, but they weren't, like, a lot of – the players are in and out of there so fast that you don't –
This is also – yeah.
You know, you don't really consider them A's. Like, there's a ton of great – there are a ton of great players that have played for the A's, but they go on to other teams very quickly because, you know, the A's wouldn't pay them, and they would leave in free agency immediately when they could. So, yeah, there have been, actually, I guess, a lot of good players, but not that you would, like...
Call A's?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call Reggie? Is Reggie an A?
Well, Reggie, but that's a different era. I'm talking about, yeah. Like, the Moneyball era, like 2000 to basically present, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not that many people who really stuck around and whatever.
Truth.
So, mine is Barry Zito.
Whoa!
Yeah, so...
Was he a Cardinal, too? No.
Well, he was a Giant after that.
He was a Giant.
He came up with the A's, and he was part of... They always had great pitching, and it was like Zito, Mulder...
Yeah.
Hudson. They had, you know, always had these, at least like three great pitchers at any given time. And
Barry Zito
had a, you know, crazy curveball, like the 12-6... Awesome curveball.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. People, so he was born really in 78.
Yeah, he's like a weird guy. I think he's from the Bay Area, I think. Is that true?
I'm looking right now.
Being from the Bay Area.
So okay, win-loss records. Born in Vegas.
Oh, there you go.
Right, he was born in Vegas. He's 47 now. He's my age.
Yeah.
So he played for the A's from 2000 to 2006.
Yeah. That's like an eternity for an A.
Yeah, and then he won the World Series in 1 year with the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 2012. And he won the Cy Young.
Yeah, you won the Cy Young
in 2002
with the A's.
Yes, that's crazy. I didn't even remember him.
Oh yeah, I love Barry Zito.
Okay, that's crazy, Zito. I'm just like looking through these other things. So he had a pretty long one. He had a good career. This dude. Did he play for the Cardinals? No, he went back to the A's.
Yeah, just like for
one season.
Yeah, maybe you're thinking of Mulder went from to the Cardinals.
Maybe that's one too. That was also the time where the Cardinals were like really good for a long time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
And that was, and I'm also thinking of that. I think of those two teams at the same time, and it's because of La Russa.
Oh yeah, La Russa,
right? Because he coached the A's first, and then was successful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, because
he was the one that went to the World Series.
Yeah, and then he went to the Cardinals and won a bunch of World Series with them. I don't know how many, but McGuire also went to the Cardinals.
Yeah, there was a crossover.
There's a crossover with those two.
Yeah.
Wonder if La Russa was doing the roids.
I mean, he was doing some kind of testosterone.
That's some pretty awesome hair. Dude.
Yeah, he seemed like a real loose cannon.
Yeah, loose cannon, but a great coach.
Great manager, but yeah, like he would just like fight people from the box later when he was a GM. I mean, he was like, yeah, he's one of these guys that's not, I don't think, quite right.
He's not.
If you're listening, Tony, don't take it personally.
Tony, if you're listening, he's listening to What's in Your Pocket. He's getting all mad. He's going to complain about Professor Booty. Oh, amazing. All right, what do we got? What are we listening to? Man, this goes too fast.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Halfway
we got
done. All right. I'm not. I don't need to tell you because you'll know.
Yeah, I don't need to. I don't need. I'll know.
All right, hold on.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more a C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69 my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty
Come
hump.
On,
I'll do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy baby.
Do
everybody.
The Humpty Hump.
Do you know what we're doing? We're doing
the Humpty Hump,
y'all.
I'll do the Humpty Hump.
Watch me do the Humpty Hump. Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let me little that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken. Shaking and twitching, kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', dig around, shaking your rump. And when a doo-doo jump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance, here's your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
do me, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty Hump.
Sexy lady,
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Do me, baby.
I'm doing the Humpty Hump.
Do
the Humpty Hump.
Doing the hump to hump. It's so good. I remember that video so much. I was just asking him about the rest of the digital underground world, and I don't remember that many other big hits by them.
No, that's the biggest by far.
But they were just mainly a collective.
Yeah.
I guess, kind of, right? He said Tupac was in there. I didn't realize Tupac was there.
Yeah. He was an early like backup singer for Digital Underground.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. Is he still alive, like main guy?
Yeah.
Humpty, he's still.
I think so.
He's still rolling?
All right.
Crazy.
They were in that movie. It's like a Dan Ack. No, who's in it? It's like, oh, man, I'm, like, talking about something I don't remember. You'd remember this movie. It's really, it's weird.
Do you know the theme song? Can you sing it? Remember? It's like a Gaps thing.
Oh, man, yeah. you start talking, but you don't actually know. I'll think about it. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
It's a weird movie, and Digital Underground's in it.
Interesting. Okay, so what are we doing? Oh, we're on the
number three.
Well, we gotta get moving on these.
Okay,
number three. So my number three is gonna have to go to one of the two string beans from the '80s. Good friends with the Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
We all Nothing But Trouble. That's the movie.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thomas Crabtree coming through to send me a message.
Thank you. Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Who's in that? It's like, is Dan...
Who else is in that? Dan, I'm asking him right now.
I mean, Digital Underground is like, it does a weird cameo, but...
If anybody knows who's in that movie, I mean, can look it up on my phone.
I was going to say if anyone's listening, but... It's not
like if anybody's sure. listening, well, Thomas Crabtree's listening.
Yeah, that's cool.
Amazing. Shout out to Thomas. Got to have you back on, too, because you're awesome on the show. Okay, Eric Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
There's my boy. Who always chewing his bubble gum or whatever he's chewing there. Probably chaw.
Yeah.
You know? But him and Strawberry were kind of the same to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the same kind of player.
Same player. I mean, Strawberry, I think, had a, I don't know, about a better career, but he's certainly more notable. But yeah, I could.
Yeah, they each won a series.
Yeah.
Right? Each one of those guys won a series in pretty big ways. They were all kind of lanky.
Yeah.
And they had kind of the same stance.
Yeah.
You had this like low hold with this straight up bat.
Yeah.
And this crazy power swing.
Yeah.
And they were just hitting dingers.
Yeah, it's like a modern swing now that where it's just like the...
Strikeout,
home run, walk type of situation.
Yeah.
No ground balls hit ever.
Yeah, no. No, God. But and then they were like, oh, I didn't get it. I'll go just go some cocaine. that was like their thing. They were like, oh, by the way, everybody knows we're doing cocaine everywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything because I don't know if it like makes you a better player necessarily.
Yeah, maybe like.
I don't think it does.
They weren't high enough and. Had to,
yeah, I don't know. There's like the performance enhancing drugs, and then there's like other drugs.
Performance decreasing.
Yeah, yeah, performance Mal, decreasing, you know, drugs. Like I would imagine, like doing that much cocaine time would not make you a better player.
But no, like, it's like the
opposite of that
too. Like you can't imagine that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's crazy. John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, yeah, Demi
yeah.
Moore.
All right, yeah.
And Digital Underground. Yeah, and, thanks, yeah, Tom.
It's a weird movie, and it was okay. One of those ones that was just, like, on TV a lot for some reason in a certain era of my life.
Sure. No, and, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Eric Davis. Yeah, Eric Davis. I love him. Okay, so what do we got for...
Mine. It's funny, I guess. I'm doing three pitchers in a row. Dave Stewart.
I was calling it.
Yeah, it's got to be Dave Stewart's on there. Yeah. I like him. He's awesome. Like, he seems like a cool dude. He's still around. He was, I don't know if he still is. He's still in the Arizona system. When the A's were moving, he kind of spoke out a little bit about how it was messed up. He's like a really, like, soft-spoken guy when he talks. It's just kind of funny because you see him and he just seems...
Well, he looks scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, he looks like, so scary. He reminds me of, like, Evil Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they have the same look as, like, yeah. Man, I am not messing with you.
Yeah, like that dude on the mound, like, throwing at you.
No! He also, because he reminds me a little bit of Samuel Jackson. Right? Like, Samuel Jackson throwing a ball at you. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you hear him talk, he's like he's got kind of like this, like, even, like, higher pitched voice and softer than you would expect. It's like seems like a nice guy.
Seems like a nice guy. That's crazy. Oh, yeah, so he won.
He won in that 89 team.
He was also on the Cardinals beforehand, right?
Was he really? Oh, yeah, maybe.
Dave Stewart. No, let me look it up. He was...
He played for Toronto.
He started with... Oh, what was his nickname? He had a nickname. Which I didn't know.
Big Cat?
No, Smoke.
Smoke.
No, that was his nickname. Okay. I had no idea. He had okay, Dodgers. Oh, it was the Phillies.
Yeah.
So he was on the, that's why, because I have a 1986 card for him.
Oh.
Where he's on the Phillies, and I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. So he was on the Dodgers for a while. 78, 81, 82, and 83.
Yeah.
Then the Rangers, and then he was on the A's for 6 years. But he had a long career.
Yeah.
Well, almost 20 years.
Especially for a pitcher in that era.
Like, yeah. 20. Although some of those guys, Charlie Huff, like those guys were like 70.
Yeah, the knuckleball guys, but like.
Yeah. Well, he won three World Series.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Exactly, right? He won with the Dodgers in 81. He won with the A's.
Yeah.
Which you knew, right? And then who did he win with in 93?
Was that the Blue Jays?
Yeah, he won with the Blue Jays. That's crazy. He was the MVP in 89, by the way.
Yeah.
And he also won the Roberto Clemente Award in 1990.
Because he's a nice guy.
Because he's a nice guy, right? Once again, nobody would say, who's the nicest guy? Dave Stewart.
Probably not like when he's pitching at you. But
that's right, when he's not pitching at you. There's also a Dave Stewart who runs the Eurythmics.
Oh.
That's the same guy.
Same guy.
They look a little different, but
he looks like MCA in the early days.
Dave Stewart.
Yeah,
Dave Stewart's awesome. Stewart. The Eurythmics are awesome. Yeah. He pretty much Dave Stewart.
Beastie Boys.
Okay, yeah, I was looking up Strawberry. So Eric Davis played for almost 19 years.
Wow.
Right. Daryl.
I like sports themed shows where the two people don't really know that much and are guessing a lot.
That's us.
Just looking up stuff.
We kind of know. We know what we care about. How long did Strawberry play for? Almost 16 years.
Yeah, Dodgers.
Yankees. He was on the Yankees for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he won the World Series 3 times.
Yeah.
Because that was with the Yankees.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I forgot about that. The Straw Man. Straw.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's still
troubled,
but once again, he was a little bit worse than Davis was.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, yeah, it was tough.
But they were nice.
Yeah, I mean.
They were just, like, doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah, like, they just threw these guys into this kind of thing, and, you know.
Yeah, they were, like super young when they came up.
System at that point, and they're just like, here you go, here's a ton of money.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, we got playing-wise, we got two more apiece, so we got at least two songs.
15 minutes, two songs, three picks.
Two more picks. Yeah, we got it.
Okay, wow. Running this like a clockwork. All right.
Clockwork over here. Nothing but trouble.
Yeah, that was amazing. I wasn't expecting it. It just came out. There's so many good songs from that era.
Yeah.
You guys forget about them, right? They're just, like, incredible. Okay, we're gonna run through this because we're going to play two more songs and also go through our picks. So we're going to kind of go quick here. So I'm going to – this is number two. And I thought about this for a long time, what number one and number two was. So number two, I'm going with Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going Charlie Hustle's good number guy. Two, right? Pete Rose is awesome. Did he do the gambling thing? Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing about any of the gambling stuff. I'm arguing just as a player.
About the gambling stuff.
What's that?
Well, he's not lying, but I don't think he was arguing about the gambling
stuff. No, he wasn't arguing about it either. Although I think he lied a little bit in the beginning.
I'm sure.
But then he was like, yeah, okay, right, fine, whatever. You know. Anyways, nobody's getting that hits record.
No, especially in like a modern. If like Ichiro didn't get it, then
yeah, if Ichiro had started in the U.S.,
yeah,
he would have gotten it. I think he would have beaten him.
Yeah.
I think he did with the combined.
Yeah. There was he did beat him in something. Didn't
I think so, but that was combined hits from his thing, not MLB.
Okay.
So I think I'm not exactly sure, but you know,
getting back to us not really knowing stats and talking about him.
Yeah. We're like, oh yeah, but it was close. But I remember them talking about that. But nobody's beat that hits record. That hits record's awesome, and he was just a great player, great contact hitter. You know, wasn't belting home runs, ran the bases. That's what I miss about a lot of baseball these days is, like, people hitting singles. Like, they're trying to hit home runs, everything. That's it. Home runs. That's why I don't like the Yankees.
They're like, let's just hire every dinger hitter out there.
Well, that's, like, every baseball.
But that's, like, every team now.
That's really the
but it's just really annoying.
There's just not enough, like, real psychos in the game anymore to, you know.
There's not enough psychos. That's right. So that's my number two. There's not much else to say. It's Pete Rose. Come on. What else am I going to say about Pete Rose? It's not
sick. You love him. You hate him.
Guy's awesome. So, you know, the slide.
The slide. Yeah. I mean, he broke Ray Fosse's leg in like an all-star game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and like ruined his career. Like, he's just crazy.
He's crazy. He's a psycho as well. But yeah, you need more psychos in the game. Okay. What do you got for number two?
All right. Mine. He's on my door. I guess I just love pitchers, A's pitchers, Eck, Dennis.
Oh, that's right, Eckersley. So Eck, yeah, he also had a good mustache.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't not. I mean, the A's, like, that was the mustache, not his era, but the Raleigh Fingers, certainly.
Because they couldn't grow a beard?
Yeah.
Were they not allowed to have beards?
Swinging A's era, Charlie Finley, like, I guess just encouraged them all to, like, and they had, like, the white shoes. They just had, like, a look. But anyways, yeah. Eckersley. Yeah. He won a Cy Young as a reliever.
Eckersley?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a starter as well?
I think they converted him. Because, in Boston, he started in Boston.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Again, this is just me.
That's crazy. And he was on the team that won, too.
Yeah, he was on the team that lost because he gave up that homer, which wasn't like game seven or anything, but that homer to, what's his name on the Dodgers? Kirk Gibson.
Oh, that was the Gibson where he's like limping, pumping his arm.
Yeah, he gave that homer up.
Oh, that's how we remember him.
That like game.
that's how you remember.
Yeah, but then he won in 89.
He won in 89.
Yeah.
Okay. Eck's good.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna play one song.
Okay.
For like 3 minutes, and then come back on.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can cue it up right this time.
Bossy.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down 'cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get female.
females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone to cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. Movie's showing, so you're going. Could care less about the vibe you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. So they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove. So don't you stand.
Hey, that was awesome. Okay, we're going number ones, and then we're listening to the last song here, and then we're going to check out. I'll be back over break for one show, just so that when I come back on the Monday, I have my 100th show, because I have a special guest on.
Who is it? You can't tell?
Allison Collins, who was my first interview. She's a poet.
Oh. Okay.
She was the first, like, I'd been doing my show before then, but she was the first interview I had.
Ah.
Like, full-blown-out interview where I wasn't really playing
before
music.
Before you made it real big?
Well, I made it big in the world of a local radio. I bet you more people like this than the ZOZ, though.
I think so. It's more passionate. You have people texting you in real time of obscure movies. I mean, no one else has.
That's right. And there's also a real DJ.
Yeah.
It's not like some syndicated thing. Anyways, okay, here's our number ones. We ready? Who do you think my number one is? It's going to be a good question from across the thing. I found out what Gavin's number one was because it was dumb for me not even to think about this. But
oh yeah, I guess I didn't even think about what your number
one. What does Gav think my number one is?
I don't know. Is it an obvious one?
I mean, I think it's obvious, but
yeah,
it's probably not to most people. Shortstop. One of the greatest shortstops of all time in the Ozzie Smith era. He wasn't Ozzie Smith.
I know, that's why I was immediately thinking of Ozzie Smith.
Yeah, well, he came, yeah, maybe five.
Okay, I know.
Barry Larkin.
Yeah.
Barry Larkin's my favorite Red.
Okay.
That's great, amazing. Yeah. A shortstop is a crazy position.
Yeah.
And if you're good, you're good. And he was a great hitter, great defensive player.
Yeah.
All around good guy. And once I like Ozzie Smith is definitely my favorite shortstop of all time.
Yeah.
Because he's amazing. He came in every field. He did that flip.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just do like a backflip.
He'd be like, I'm doing a backflip. Hey, Ozzie Smith. Yeah, man.
His agent's like, stop. You're going to like hurt yourself.
Yeah. So there's my favorite. And then what are we going for you?
Okay. Now number one's got to be Ricky. Ricky Henderson. That's kind of why I actually started liking the A's, really, almost. I kind of liked the Yankees when I was really young, just like the Don Mattingly. He was on the Yankees when
sure.
I was like five. And then he went to the A's. That's another record that won't be broken. His base.
Oh, that's never going to be broken.
Yeah.
Because people don't pride themselves on that anymore.
No, it's not a part of the game like it was. So that's another unbreakable record. Yeah, he just died. It sucks.
Yep.
He would show up. He was a part of like the A's still organization. He was around a lot. He was even like a base stealing coach for a while, which is pretty sweet. And he's like another crazy guy, you know, and talks in the third person. His biography is interesting.
I have to read the book. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy in like a fun way. There's like the John Olerud story where John Olerud would wear like a batting helmet in the field because I think he had like some kind of head injury or something. And like he played on two teams with him. He's like, oh, yeah, I played like another guy who would wear a helmet, you know. And John Olerud's like, that was me, Ricky. Like we, like,
that was me.
we
Ricky
were, like,
says
friends.
This.
Yeah.
Ricky, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Ricky Anderson's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there's our things. We'll have to figure out some Knicks sport. Oh, we'll talk about the Bills.
Oh God.
And the Steelers.
Yeah.
No, we got to do Bills Steelers because that's like those are classic as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's gonna play a song out here. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll come on once next week. I don't even know. It'll be a surprise. And then I'll start back up in two. I'm going to take most of the week off next week. I'll start back up in two Mondays with Allison Collins for the 100th show. Everybody rock and roll. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Maybe I'll come on that day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Play some trad music.
All right, we're doing...
what are we doing?
Doing a mid-90s.
Mid-90s song R&D. To play it out for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer. I've been watching.
Individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building.